诸佛菩萨、师父上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。我是朱国凡。今天晚上好像要报告，去奥瑞冈的佛根地的这个经验。All Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dharma Master, and Dharma Friends, my name is Nancy, and tonight I believe I am going to speak a little bit on our experience going to the Buddha Root Farm in Oregon. This is 7月31号到8月5号。一个礼拜的打坐的一个期，然后佛根地是在奥瑞冈州的山里面，树很多，然后还有一个河流，那里的人很少，然后也没有什么，没有什么科技，所以感觉非常的平静，然后非常的安详。Buddha Root Farm is located in the mountains of Oregon, and it's, there are lots of trees, there's a river running through it. There are a few people and not very much, it's not very developed, there's not much technology. And so when you go there, there's often a great sense of peace and stillness. 今年他们没有做很多宣传，因为以前好像每年都越来越多人来，去年好像有将近100人，然后这个地方的不能容纳很多人，所以他们想说今年就是做办的小一点，结果还是也差不多70几个人去。Last year, there was nearly 100 people at the retreat, and it's been growing steadily over the years. And so they did very little publicity for it this year, in the hopes of keeping it smaller, I believe. But still, there were over 70 people at the retreat. I think I can talk about那里的日常的行程，早上5点钟上早课，然后6点钟打坐，7点钟就是有早饭，然后8点半到10点钟吧，就是师法师讲法，然后今年。讲的内容是劝发菩提心文。之后还有一点时间练瑜伽或是太极拳，然后再打坐。打坐完就下去吃中饭。I guess I'll talk a little bit about the schedule. Morning ceremony is at 5 o'clock, and there's a period of meditation at 6 o'clock, and then at 7 there's breakfast for those who eat breakfast, and then at 8:30 to 10, about around then, there's a Dharma talk given by Dharma Master Shur, and this year the text was essay on the exhortation to resolve for Bodhi. And after the Dharma talk, there is a time for yoga or tai chi, and then one more meditation period before lunch. 下午有一些人就会留在那个厨房地方帮忙清理，然后有一些人给年轻人也有一些活动，其他的人就。再回去山上继续打坐， 然后四点钟又有一个讨论的时间到五点钟，五点钟又有吃晚餐的时候，然后六点半到七点半，是上完课的时候，之后又有一个听经的时间，然后九点钟就结束，这样子就是，在奥瑞冈勃艮第的一天。After lunch, some people stay to help out and clean up. And there are also activities for the kids there. And for the rest of the people, there are meditation sits for the rest of the afternoon. And then at 4 o'clock, there's time for discussion. At 5 o'clock, there's dinner. At 6:30, there's evening ceremony. And then from 7:30 to 9, there's one more Dharma talk. And that is the end of one day at Buddha Root Farm. 这一次我们多几位法师去，那我们感觉很幸运，因为可以听法师讲一讲，就讲解这个劝发菩提心文。然后我想大家听的都很欢喜，因为平时虽然说我们有机会听宣化上人讲经，但是其实听我们这里法师讲经的机会不是那么的多，所以这次有机会去听法师讲真的很开心。This time we had several monastics who also went, and we got to hear them explain different sections of the essay on the exhortation to resolve for Bodhi, and I think people were very happy to listen to it. And usually we get to hear Master Hua's explanation of the sutras, and that is really valuable. But it was also really good to hear the monks and nuns speak, give their explanations of the essay. 特别的。我不知道有什么，还有什么要讲的，I can talk a little about my experience with translation, because there are some people who go and don't understand English. Maybe they're Chinese speakers primarily or Vietnamese speakers. And so we often do simultaneous translating during the Dharma talks. And that can be very challenging, and it can also be very good practice, sort of a trial by fire. 那我也可以讲一下，在那里翻译的经验。因为在那里也有一些参加的人，主要讲的是中文或是越南文。所以我们就是就现场翻译成这些语言，然后有的时候这不是一件非常容易的事情，所以就当场学。And this is also something that I've experienced in CTTB, which is that often I feel that I don't have much training or background or in whatever, and there are often opportunities that are sort of thrust upon us, and it can be kind of bewildering or unsettling or just completely unexpected. But it's also a wonderful way to learn on the spot. And it can also be very, it can also be very good training in a way that other forms of training might not be. For example, I have had some opportunities to come up here and do some translation these past few years, and every time I go off, get off the stage, I always feel, oh, there's so many things that I got wrong, or that was really terrible, or I really don't want to go up there again. But I do end up coming back, and because there are opportunities, and people tend to be very forgiving. And so I've noticed that even if it's very reluctant, slowly there's progress. And slowly it's not quite as nerve-wracking.像在圣城，有的时候，虽然说我们感觉不一定有对的背景或是训练，但是还是会有机会做一些事情，像翻译。那在我自己的经验里面，我会发现，我最近几年有一些机会上台帮忙做翻译，然后虽然说我每次结束之后就觉得说，哎呦，好多错的地方，或是那真的很糟糕，但是还是下次还是有机会再上来，然后慢慢的发现还是，虽然说不是很容易，但是还是学到了很多。 还有，I think，还有其实，在佛根地有一个好处，就是每天有这么多打坐的时间，虽然说跟万佛圣城的禅期比起来，就是还是比较少，但是有打坐也有，上早晚课的机会，然后我觉得，可以每天有这个打坐跟上做功课的时间，真的很宝贵。
Another thing about Buddha Root Farm was that there is time for meditation every day. And though it's not as rigorous as the chan sessions at CTTV are in the wintertime, I felt that it was very valuable to have both the morning and evening recitations and the meditation sessions, because it was nice that they sort of complemented each other. 在圣城我们好像就是有做工，有平时做功课的时间，然后还有打气的时间。那在佛根地好像又把这两个融合在一起，所以感觉也很好。At
CTV, we often have times for daily ceremonies, and then we also have times for more intensive meditation practice. But it also felt good to have both the recitation sessions and the meditation sits together in a day, and that also seemed like a good practice.
Oh, 那这一次也有一些人提早去，然后因为佛根地好像平时整年当中有很少人在那里，或是几乎没人。然后奥瑞冈州好像一年有9个月会下雨，然后我们是3个月没有下雨的时候去一个礼拜。 所以在那里那个树跟丛林会长得很快，但是好像东西也很快的会变得很脏，或是很多需要清理的地方，所以今年就是有很多人他们早一个礼拜去清理，然后听说他们真的非常的用功，得去把这个地方整理好，让我们可以去。And
Oregon is a state where it's said to rain 9 months out of the 12 every year. And so I guess that provides a lot of opportunity for the shrubs to grow all over the place and probably a lot of dirt to accumulate and even wild animals to creep into the buildings. So this year, a lot of people, or a number of people, went about a week early to clean up, and I didn't get to go, but they did a really, really good job cleaning up, and they had to work really hard to make it livable or usable. And also some people had to stay late to clean up after we left as well.
那 Oregon 佛根地那里有一个也有一只狗 叫做 Silver， 然后他是那边叫一个叫做 Matt 的工人吧， 他的一条狗， 然后他现在已经 对狗来说年纪比较大了。我记得几年前去的时候， Silver 还是非常的活泼， 然后常常喜欢 在车子后面跑， 然后会跑上山跑下山， 然后最近一两年看得出来他真的年纪大了。 然后上下山的时候呢， 也需要人家把他带到车子上， 然后也看得出来他比较容易喘气，骨头好像也比较硬了。那实法师说他也在为我们说法，就是说这个我们生命很无常的这个法。对呀，生老病死。因为也许像对我来说，我现在。 我在自己的生命里看不到我自己的老跟死的过程，可能我看的不是非常的仔细吧，但是看得到这只动物，它有年轻的时候，然后开始衰老的时候，所以这也是很好的一种教导。然后很多小朋友去的时候，也许本来怕动物或是怕狗， 但是Silver 因为个性好像很温和，所以他们就是比较愿意靠近他，或接近他。这个好像也是一个很好的机会让我们学习，学习就是不要害怕，而且也愿意跟其他的动物自然。
So the dog Silver is the dog of Matt, who is sort of a caretaker for the place. And when I first went several years ago, he was a really lively dog, and he would chase the trucks going up and down the mountain. And in the last year or two, he's really showed signs of aging. His limbs seem to be stiffer. He really has to take rides a lot up and down the mountain on trucks. And I think Dharma Master Shor said that he's also really speaking the Dharma for us. And for me as a young person, I often can't see signs of old age and death in myself. And perhaps it's because I'm not looking closely enough, or I'm not paying attention to it as well as I can be. But it's very vivid to see it in another living being, and one that is going through the process much more quickly than we do as humans. And I think another way he speaks the Dharma is for some kids who aren't used to being out in nature or being close to animals,
they see silver, and silver has a very gentle personality, and so they feel very comfortable with him. And I think it's also a good way for them to feel more comfortable and at ease, to not be afraid, but also to feel at ease with animals and nature.
Would you like to speak?
Oh, 好啊。那我也可以讲一下住帐篷跟住房子有什么差别。我们大部分的人住在帐篷里面。然后，就是分男女众两边，然后每个帐篷就是有小一点的，有大一点的，然后这帐篷是在树林里面，他们就是用不知道什么机器把一些地方清出来，把地变得比较平，所以我们就可以扎帐篷，帐篷，然后呢？然后在里面睡觉然后你进去的时候你就可以看到一些小一点大一点的然后有不同颜色的帐篷其实看起来很有意思然后有一些人也是也许平常没有什么机会可以住在户外所以这也是很好的机会然后晚上在那里也是非常的安静那个星星很亮然后在树林里面的时候如果有什么有虫啊听得也很清楚虫的叫声或是人家要走回去的时候也听得到他们踩在地上的这种声音然后打呼声也很清楚我觉得这也是很好因为平常我们住在房子里面我们都是离这个地很就是比较高的地方然后我们还有墙壁还有窗户还有门就是感觉好像在我们自己的世界里面然后跟我们外面的环境就是有很大的差距但是在外面的话就是感觉近很多所以这样子好像也是很好吧I guess I can talk a little about the experience of camping since most people sleep in tents and they clear out spaces in the trees in the forests between the trees so that we can set up tents. And it can be really wonderful to be there because everything seems much more close. For example, where the stars are very clear, the trees and the bugs at night, you can hear the sounds of people walking back to their tents. You can hear people snoring or talking. And normally when we live in our houses, we're living on a floor that's elevated off of the earth, and we're surrounded by walls and windows and doors and covered by a roof. So I think we feel very separated from the natural environment, and so it can be really good to be a little bit closer to there. Now, 我想以前佛在在菩提树下打坐的时候，应该也就是也不是在房子里面过生活，所以他也感觉到这个地在他的脚底下，然后树也很靠近树，然后上面也就是太阳跟天空跟星星都没有被遮住所以 我想这个虽然说佛的境界是非常的不一样，但是可以想说这个可能也是会让我们比较心里面会比较平静一点。
And I guess if we think about the Buddha's experience when he was meditating under the Bodhi tree, he had the earth under his feet and a tree, he was close to trees and he had the sky right above him. And though his state was very different, we can also imagine that feeling this kind of connection with the earth also can be more conducive or can be conducive to a greater sense of peace and stillness. 但是
当然一切也都是我们的心所造的，所以虽然说我们平时在也许在房子里面不是在帐篷里面，我们不一定每天都在爬山，但是我想我们的心还是可以一样的平静。那对一个初学者吧，像我就感觉有这种差别，但是一定不管在哪里一定心都是一样的，所以其实我们在城市里面在也都是很好的修行跟练习的机会而且我们在圣城好像其实都有我们不是完全的在很偏僻的地方，但是呢我们也是有很多树啊动物啊，我们这里的空气也很清净但是人也很多，然后建筑物也很多这好像是两个都有，我们就是不管怎么样都有修行的机会吧
And I guess for a beginner like me, it can feel I can feel a difference, but our minds are our minds and our hearts, no matter where we are. So it must be that even in the middle of a crowded city with lots of people and a lot of pollution, it is also a really valuable opportunity to practice. And in CDTB, we seem to have both. We have lots of trees and animals and really clean air, and we also have buildings and a lot of people. So I guess wherever we are is a good place to practice.
Hmm. 好，那从佛根地回到这里，也是非常的好，因为可以看到在这里大家都很精进的在用功有的时候其实在像我在佛根地的时候，有的时候感觉自己好像在度假一样，就是但是回来这里就看到大家好精进，每天都是这么用功，这也是很好的一种启发，让我自己觉得说我应该再继续努力。
It's also good to come back because at Buddha Root Farm, sometimes at least for me, I can feel like I'm on a holiday. But then I come back and I see everybody working so hard and so vigorously, and it can be a really good reminder to really put my heart into it and keep going vigorously.
好，那感谢大家给我这个机会跟大家分享今年去奥瑞冈的机会然后
就这样子，阿弥陀佛。Thank you to everybody for giving me this opportunity to share a little bit about Buddha Root Farm in Oregon. Amitabha.